This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. As just weather-wise, forget about the news, but just weather-wise, this is now officially, after 1 week, the most depressing first week of July in history. Dark gray clouds. I feel like it's a November day right now. It is so dark outside. And my little home office from which I broadcast, I usually don't have to turn lights on, but I need lights on today because the sky is so dark. It's July 7th. We're supposed to get a little sunshine, a little heat. Instead, we got rain last night. Are you guys going crazy, Sean, Nicole? Is this driving you nuts, the no July, the no sun summer?
Not really for me. I mean, I enjoy the sun when it's out, but like, over the weekend, it was nice, and I went out a little bit, walked around Ballard, but I prefer just to sit in the shade in my apartment or out on my little stoop here. And I actually like today, very cool and breezy. I mean, you know, juxtaposed with the July 7th, I understand where you're coming from, but I enjoy it.
It should be 85 degrees, and I should be planning on going out on Lake Washington on my Sea-Doo right after the show today. But instead, there's nothing.
It's more like a sea don't.
You know where we were 1 year ago?
That's a classic Sean Dettori right
classic
there.
Classic Dettori.
But what's that, Nicole?
Do you know where we were 1 year ago today?
Oh, really? Were we really?
Yeah. I'm getting all the, you know, reminders of where we were a year ago. And we were, I think, in Barcelona today. A year ago.
Oh, my goodness. And it was 85, 90 degrees every day. Oh, what's the pedestrian walkway in Barcelona? The Ramblas? I think it's Ramblas.
Yes.
Ramblas.
Ramblas, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so sad.
But I'm still so happy we went last year and it wasn't planned for this year.
Oh, it would have been canceled months ago. My wife, my three daughters, my fourth daughter, Nicole. Are you more like a daughter or sister? I don't even know what you are.
Depends on the day.
What's the best? Yeah, that's true.
What am I, Dory? What am I?
You're like the stepson that's constantly has us worried.
Wow, you sound like my real parents. But I'm their actual kid. Nice.
What are we gonna do? But love you unconditionally.
Aw.
That's the thing. Okay.
Sun is coming the next couple days.
Yeah, so my wife, our three daughters, my son-in-law, he couldn't go because he had to work. But Nicole, a friend of yours. We went traipsed around Europe for 10 days last summer. That was fun. That was good.
I hope they let us in again someday.
I know. Well, and again, then you got to get past the whole, you know, I was talking about my reservations about going to Vegas, you know, anytime in the near future because of the COVID thing. How are people going to get back on cruise ships after all of this? I think that industry is going to just face massive problems from all of
this. Well, I mean, hopefully there's a vaccine and it's all good again.
I know, that's what we need. All right, so let's get to the bizarre news of the day. If you missed it, a King County Sheriff's detective who is the private driver for King County Executive Dow Constantine Detective Mike Brown, a nearly 40-year veteran of the sheriff's office. He is on leave now because after two people got mowed down on I-5 on Saturday morning, one of them killed, Detective Brown sent out a meme that showed it was just a cartoon of a truck that was running down two people, one of whom was flying through the air, and the meme read, "All lives splatter, get your butt off the road." And I had to clean up the word he used for butt. But all lives splatter. And then he also sent out another post where he said, "I see a couple of people got infected with COVID-19 from the hood of a car on I-5 last night. Horribly insensitive. One of the women died, of course." But he's the personal private driver for Dow Constantine. Costs us, the taxpayers, $500,000 a year so Dow can have three different people who drive him to bars every night when they reopen. And then we find out right before we go on the air today that this detective, Mike Brown, is Jay Inslee's cousin. And I'm just telling you, every day I think the news could not possibly get more bizarre, but it does. That while we're being lectured by our politicians, Inslee and Dow, about Mitzi Johanknik, who is the commander of this guy, and we're being lectured about how racist we all are and how we are so insensitive about social justice, it turns out the people closest to them are the ones who really are what they're accusing all of us are. I don't know very many racists, if any, because if they are, I don't associate with them. But I just don't encounter that. And yet Dow Constantine shares a car with somebody who can make fun of people getting run down on I-5. Jay Inslee's first cousin, I don't know if they're first cousins, but Jay Inslee's cousin can joke about two people getting run over on I-5. Not run over. I mean, if you've seen the video, it's horrific. They go flying through the air. That's Jay Inslee's cousin. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of all of you politicians telling all of us how horrible we are when you can't even control the people that you share a car with every day, Dow, the people you eat Thanksgiving dinner with, Jay. And I know you can't control your family. You can't. I get that. But stop telling the rest of us how horrible we are when you can't even clean up your own house. Okay? So, but just, you know, it's every day. It's a what are the odds thing. You know, yesterday we were talking about when Jenny Durkin declared this to be the summer of love. And what are the odds that the two women who got mowed down on I-5, that their names were Summer and Love? Summer Taylor, Diaz Love. I mean, it's got to be a million to one shot, a billion to one shot. Today, you know, last night we heard about the detective who sends out all lives splatter. What are the odds that guy is Jay Inslee's cousin sending that out? I'm telling you, as far as just pure bizarrity of news, these last 2 days are tough to beat. Because every day it's just, I don't know how you could ever top that. And then the reality of this crazy region in which we live, it tops it. Okay, up next in the Fastest 15 in a bizarre move. Here's what happens when you have people in government who have never worked a day in their life in the private sector. They have never had to balance a book. They have never had to sign a paycheck. They have absolutely zero clue about real life economics. Because yesterday, the city council in Seattle, they passed the largest business tax in our region's history. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year on what they say are the biggest employers like Amazon. So many things at play here. Number one, nobody, I have not heard anybody ask the question, just how are they going to improve lives with this $250 million a year? Because we already spend more on homelessness per capita than any city in the United States, and our homelessness crisis just continues to get worse and worse. We've proven that there is zero correlation between spending and improving lives. But very few people, you know, journalists, ask the question, so how are you going to improve lives if you tax business $250 million a year? So that's point number one. Point number two, to raise taxes in the midst of an economic crisis is pure economic suicide or homicide. Because, of course, people like Tammy Morales, Kshama Sawant, they want to destroy capitalism. That is their stated goal. And so raising taxes when businesses don't even know if they can reopen, they don't know if they can make payroll. Tom Douglas just announced yesterday that two of his downtown Seattle restaurants are permanently closed now. Brave Horse Tavern and an Italian place that he has. Because the economics won't support it. And so now you're going to pile the biggest business tax in our history on businesses that are just struggling to get through one of the worst economic collapses in our history. And then you have Kshama Sawant, who has just gone off on Twitter on an unhinged rant that I guess is a victory dance. But I want you to listen. Pay very close attention to what she has to say about the biggest business tax hike in history.
I have a message for Jeff Bezos and his class. If you attempt again to overturn the Amazon tax, working people will go all out in the thousands to defeat you. And we will not stop there. Because you see, we are fighting for far more than this tax. We are preparing the ground for a different kind of society. And if you, Jeff Bezos, want to drive that...
Bingo, right there. And I've told you this, a lot of people say, no, come on, it's not that bad, Monson. No, they are preparing for a different kind of society. This is her socialist alternative, which is a Marxist organization. And this is, I mean, forget about this socialist nonsense with her. She's a communist, okay? Marxists are communists, and they want government control. You know, socialists want to divide everything equally, regardless of how hard you work. Communists want government to control everything and then just dole out as they see fit. They'll give us just little drips and drabs. And that's what she wants, and she's talking about it right there. So here, listen to
process forward. By lashing out against us in our modest demands, then so be it. Because we are coming for you and your rotten system. We are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexist, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, this police state. We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy and equality, a socialist world. Thank you.
No, communist world is what she wants. They are self-avowed Marxists. But there is proof of what I've been telling you for years. She just posted this today. They want to dismantle capitalism. Now, nothing has lifted more people worldwide out of poverty than has capitalism. billions and billions and billions of people worldwide. The poorest people in America would be considered incredibly rich in many other countries in the world. And why? Well, because of capitalism. Capitalism is what provides us freedom. It provides us to be free from undue government influence and control on our lives. And this is, in her deluded, but very, you know, devious, in an effective way, in her devious mind, that she wants to destroy capitalism. Now, if people, and I've heard some people say, oh, yeah, I voted for Sawant, but I didn't really know what I was getting into. Well, shame on you. I told everybody what she was about before her first election to the council. But, you know, for the thousands of people who vote for her, you are aiding and abetting an attempt to destroy capitalism and overturn it with communism in our city. And nobody can ever accuse me of hyperbole, because you just heard it out of her own mouth, with her own words, that that is their avowed goal. Now, again, she says socialism is what they want. But read Socialist Alternatives founding documents, the organization she has sworn allegiance to, and what she wants is communism in our city. You get what you vote for. All right, and finally, in the fastest 15, speaking of massive taxes, there's another one that is going to hit everybody in the state because of Jay Inslee's incompetence and the woman he hired, Susie Levine. Susie Levine is the Democratic fundraiser bundler who raised a bunch of money for Obama's campaigns and for Pete Buttigieg. And then suddenly, boom, she gets a $180,000 a year job overseeing employment security, a department where still a lot of people in this state who have been hit with unemployment because of coronavirus, they still can't get through. Thousands of people cannot get through, cannot get the benefits due them. Susie Levine allows Nigerian scammers to get away with at least $350 million. And now we find out that because of all of this, they are looking to triple the unemployment tax in this state to cover for the criminal incompetence of Susie Levine and Jay Inslee, as hundreds of millions of dollars were stolen from under her nose because Jay Inslee appointed a Democratic fundraiser operative to run this division instead of somebody truly competent, a woman who years ago, she and her husband got bilked out of $1 million by Bernie Madoff's pyramid scheme, which might tell you a little bit about her ability to handle money. And because of that, they're going to punish you and me with a tripling of the unemployment tax in our state. Sawant, Inslee's cousin, all live splatter. That's who we got running things around here. And you and I get to keep picking up the tab for all of it. And that is your Fastest 15 for today.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Dave Wyman's going to drop by for his weekly visit. Talk to Dave coming up next as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Bob Marley.
You'll be 40.
And the Wailers.
That's Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Hey, Dory.
I'll tell you what. You know what this is right here, Dave? This is my summer jam.
That's creepy coming from you.
Hello? No.
Hello?
It's me sounding young and hip. No, on a warm summer day, you go out on the deck, you put Bob Marley Legend on, and you just can't do much better in the summertime. If we ever get the summertime again. I don't know.
No.
This weather's bumming me out.
Kind of bleak right now, isn't it?
It's really bleak. Yes. Yeah. I need some sunshine.
I got a quick idea for Name That Artist. One of us will go first, okay? So let's say it's my turn to go first, and if I don't, if I get it, I get 1 point. If I don't get it and you steal, you get 2 points, and then we alternate going first, and that will take care of the delay. What do you think?
Okay, and since even though you would have been wrong and I would have gotten 2 points with your UB40 guess, next one coming out of this segment, you will go first, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
I think
just started raining.
I think that's a solid contribution to the Dory Monson show. I'm so proud of myself right now.
No, it is, but I just looked outside, Dave. It just started pouring at my house
my gosh.
On July 7th.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah.
So
I remember when I first moved here, when I was coming out of Stanford, I came up here the first off season, I think, here. It rained every day in June. So that's when I got myself a place down in Arizona to work out. But, yeah, it can be tough around here this time when it rains.
I know. Okay. So what are you thinking about the sports world now? Because more baseball players are testing positive. More players are saying they don't want to play. NBA players are saying they don't want to play, which I think you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. So bizarre to me. To be young, healthy, have a 0% chance, basically, of something serious happening to you, and you saying you're just going to give up a year of your precious short professional life, and I don't even know if they're going to play at all now, the way it's sounding.
Yeah, well, it just everybody's scared to death. You know, and I'm listening to everything, and somebody just texted me like, well, considering what's going on in Florida, I'm like, what's going on in Florida? Oh, the cases are up, but does anybody think that they're really going to hide from this thing? That's the thing about it to me, is that I just feel like it's out there, and we've probably, at one point been pretty close to being exposed. So I just think everybody is scared to death of it, and that's the part of it. And it is scary because it's very sort of unpredictable. You know, I talked to a doctor friend of mine. He said, the asymptomatic cases are just bizarre and unlike any other virus that they've seen. But still, I mean, you still have to look at the percentages and you still have to look at and evaluate your risk. And for young, healthy athletes like that, they're very, 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 very low risk.
Well, I was playing some clips earlier on the show today from the guy you recommended to me, Dr. Scott Atlas, who's at Stanford and the Hoover Institute. And that's what he was talking about, that, there's all this hysteria about the number of cases skyrocketing, but the number of deaths are dropping. Now, we might see a spike in deaths in the next 10 days. That certainly could happen with the rise in cases. But at least we should report at the same time that, I hear all these media outlets inspiring hysteria about the skyrocketing number of cases, they should at least report that the deaths are still dropping and not make people who are already anxious and on edge and have been cooped up for months, don't just feed into that anxiety without just telling them the whole story that might ease their anxiousness a little bit.
Yeah, it's you mentioned Scott Atlas, and look, somebody was giving me a hard time on my side. He's like, oh, where'd you see that at Fox News? I'm like, he teaches medicine at Stanford Medical School, okay? And he's a senior fellow of one of the best think tanks. And, and I figure this guy is either going to be a hero or a goat, because the way he's talking about it is that here's a couple of things that I heard him say, too, and this was really disgusting to me. And this is the question, Dora, that nobody asks. Look, I'm not some hillbilly that's going to go out there and just expose myself and not wear a mask and everything. But this lockdown, the question to be asked is at what cost? Because some of the costs that he was talking about, first of all, educating our children is a huge deal. And a lot of kids don't have the technology. They don't have the money to have, iPads to do these virtual, classes and things like that. But the one thing that was most disgusting to me, a stat that he had, is that schools are where the number one location where child abuse is reported. And he also said that there's a 35% increase for emergency room visits for kids who have suffered child abuse. So, I mean, there's all kinds of other things going on. And I know people will say, well, it's not contagious. I'm like, well, it's absolutely linked to the lockdown. So, again, I'm not saying, like, I'm fearful of the coronavirus. But at what point do you, how far do you take it, and who do you listen to? And I guess I'm just going, all right, well, this guy makes sense to me. And just because the cases are going up, he actually says that's a good thing. Because then, you know, we can, younger, healthier people are at lower risk. You know, they get infected, you get population immunity, and you break the connectivity to the older, you know, sicker people. So he's cautiously optimistic about it. But I think it seems to make sense to me. And just reporting the number of cases, according to him anyway, really does not matter at all. What matters is the severe cases and the deaths.
Well, and, you know, my wife was talking about going down. She's from Vancouver, Washington, and seeing her mom. Her mom's 86 years old. As you know, my wife's dad died a couple of years ago. And her mom's basically been alone in the house. She you know, is very faithful Christian. She's not going to church because the church isn't having in-person services. And my wife was going to go down for 3 days. She hasn't seen her mom since before all this happened back in, you know, like January was the last time. And you know, we were talking about it. We thought, well, in case, you know, we're caring and we don't know it, we don't know if it's a good idea. But then the counter, you know, argument is, but like you just said, Dave, at what cost? Her 86-year-old mom has been, and she stays, I mean, she's got just an incredible attitude, and we talk to her all the time, but she doesn't have the human contact that
you need.
It's
how
awful.
Lonely she is. Yeah. What about quality of life just, there? I mean, yeah. I think a lot of older people, we got together with Shannon's aunt, who we hadn't seen in forever, and she just loves Shannon. She's 88. Her husband's 89. They've been married for 64 years. And Shannon and I were both like, hey, are you sure you guys want to come over? And they're like, honey, listen, we want to see you. And, you know, I'm not saying that they said, let's roll the dice, but they said, absolutely, we wouldn't miss this. And just had just a wonderful evening with them. This was like 2 or 3 weeks ago down in Palm Springs. So, yeah, I mean, I'm starting to understand what people with depression and sort of anxiety feel like. I feel like I'm suffocating right now. I mean, just sitting at home every day. I mean, I'm starting to understand what that's about. So, like I said, the quality of life of being cooped up, I don't know how much longer I can take it, man.
Well, that's why a week from Saturday, us and our wives and the Moyers, we're playing some cornhole. Okay, you first crack at this one, Dave, for 1 point. Oh, come on.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Old
come
Blue
on.
One-to-one, Dory.
Yeah. I don't like your new rules. Okay, but I'll keep playing by them. Okay, I will go first coming out of the break, and we'll continue our conversation. We got to talk about the biggest contract in pro sports history as our chat with Dave Wyman continues here on the Dory Monson Show. Told me I must have you. I know who this is.
Really?
But it's not fair. What's our time limit? 5 seconds? Before somebody can steal?
It didn't really
establish a time limit.
I think it should be. No, it should be 5 seconds. Aerosmith.
Wrong.
Nah, it's not Aerosmith.
All right, for Dave, the steal, Dave.
Honestly, I don't really know. I'm going to go AC/DC.
Wow. No, so I guess you both get 0 points on this. This is correct. Genesis. I Can't Dance.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound like Phil Collins.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember this song now.
Darn shame it to heck, boy. Anyway. Shame on both of us. Okay, Dave, Patrick Mahomes, 10 years, more than $500 million from the Kansas City Chiefs. This, I can't believe. I know that contracts just keep going up and up and up, but this is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and now people are already talking about, well, what's Russell going to think? Because he just got a $35 million deal. So, Mahomes couldn't be a better kid, too. I mean, that's the reason why the Seahawks were down there looking at him. And this was a few years ago when he was drafted, and everybody in Russell's camp's going, what's going on here? Why are you looking at him? So, I mean, he's amazing. But, Dory, this goes back to my million versus 100 million.
I was going to bring that up. Yes. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I don't trust that $500 million would not turn me into a different person. So, $1 million would be great. That would change my life in ways that were, you know, really positive and everything. But $500 million, I mean, oh my gosh, what do you do? You're going to spend like all your time trying to figure out what to do with all that money.
Yeah, I know. And that sounds to everybody listening. And you've convinced me that you're absolutely sincere. In case people haven't heard this conversation that Dave and I have had a couple of times, you swear that if somebody came up to you and said, I'll give you a choice, you can either have $1 million or you can have $100 million, you say you would take the million, which I find hard to believe still. But I know you're sincere about it.
Well, I think you, Bob on my show offered to take $99 million off my hands. So I know that you're that kind of friend for me, too, that would do that if I did take the $100 million.
I'd be happy to.
And that way I wouldn't turn into an a-hole.
but do you think, I mean, after 50, what are you, 57? 56? How old are you?
Yeah, 56, yeah.
Okay. After 56 years, aren't you what you're going to be now? I mean, do you really think there's an external force that could dramatically change who and what you are?
Somebody texted in that people who, you know, like win the lottery and get money, you know, like a one-time like lump sum like that are like 450 times more likely to be killed by family members.
Okay, you get first crack at this one, Dave. For the win,
this
you.
Is Kiss.
Yes, Dave.
Kiss, baby.
Unbelievable. Feel like everything was just stacked against me. I would not have gotten this, no.
Oh, really?
But, okay. No, but I'm glad you won, because I'm that kind of selfless friend. All right, yes, thanks for coming on, Dave.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Dory.
You can hear Dave every afternoon. Thanks, Bob, Nicole. Dave, and more. 3-7 on 710 ESPN Seattle. Big lead at 2. More of the bizarre news of the day coming up next.